Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Joanna Brandy back on the show. Joanna is an original founding member of the Brain Trust. She's been with me since January of 98. That's only 3 months after I started broadcasting on the radio, and it's the month that I started simulcasting on the Internet. And I don't know what we would do without her. She has taught us so much over the years about how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of Winning at Customer Attention, also 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and on and on. And she's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you much.
It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you back. Joanna, in the previous segment when I told them that you were coming, I was also talking about something I've been talking about for a long, long time, and that is this idea of an entrepreneurial culture, an entrepreneurial organization. And what I've said is, in my opinion, in the 21st century, companies, small, large and small, but especially small companies, need to hire people who are entrepreneurial. Now, what I call an entrepreneurial employee is someone who wants to take a risk, but they want to do it with your capital, not theirs.
Sounds good to me.
And that's okay, because we need those people. We need people who will take initiative, but they won't stay long in your organization. If you really have a person like that, they won't stay long in your organization unless you can make available to them an entrepreneurial organization. Mm-hmm. And here's one of the markers of an entrepreneurial organization. When somebody makes a mistake, they don't get fired, you ask them, what did we learn? Go ahead.
Well, yes, Jim. And that is exactly right. That is one of the markers. I was, in fact, inside an organization like that for 12 years. And that is the only reason why I was there for 12 years, is that I was essentially running a business inside their business. Now, I didn't go in there to do that. I went in there with a job, a managerial job. But as time evolved, I ended up running a division of the company with full P&L responsibility. And I was known, and I like this term even better, as an intrapreneur.
Hmm.
It was a term that was coined, I think, in 98 by Gifford Pinchot, who was the first one to start talking about this idea of intrapreneurialism. And, you know, it can happen in a lot of different ways. In my case, I had a division with full P&L responsibility, but it doesn't always have to happen that way. But it does require, you know, what I would call that type of leadership style that gives people an awful lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
And is very forgiving, because just like you say, one of the markers is that people are allowed to make a mistake without getting fired. And you do ask the question,
that's the part about what did we learn?
Yeah. What did we learn?
Redemption.
Here?
If you can't practice redemption, you can't have an entrepreneurial organization.
No, because people have to have that space. I'm working on a big culture project right now, and it just so happens it is in a company that has that entrepreneurial nature. This particular owner has set up several regional divisions, and he gives them a lot of flexibility, a lot of room. Essentially, they do what I used to do, which is create a business plan once a year. And they are then responsible for meeting their business plan. Now, the owner is very, he watches over. It's not like he's not paying attention to his businesses, but he gives them, as long as people stay within the cultural blueprint, as long as people take, you know, their number one thing is take great care of the customers.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as there's evidence that they're living the core values of the organization, as long as they're making money, because that's an important core value of
right.
the organization, as long as they're doing that things, he wants them to do it with their own style, with their own personality.
But you've got to teach people that we're going to make mistakes, But let's learn with little mistakes.
Yes, and I think...
Which means that you have to let them make lots of decisions.
You and I are so on the same wavelength today. That's the one thing that I have noticed is that there is a... there's an attitude there that says, better to make a decision than to make no decision at all. So make them quick, let's see what happens, and let's move on. And it's very much...
Yep.
Now, of course, it helps if you have a mentor, and it helps if you have someone that you can watch making decisions. So you can learn that when you make a decision, the world isn't going to end if it's the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
That the discussion goes on out loud. You know, there's a woman I talk about when I do my speeches, and I don't know if she's still doing this. Her name is Katie Payne, and she owns an advertising agency in Chicago. And one day she did something really stupid. She overslept, and she missed an important meeting with a client.
Ooh.
And she came in, and in front of her whole staff, she announced that she had made this mistake. And then she reached into her purse. She took out $50. She slammed it down on the table, and she said, you know what? The next person that makes a big mistake and learns something from it gets the $50.
Wow.
And so what happened is she established something called the Mistake of the Month Club. And she actually had in her monthly staff meeting, one of the things they went over, it was an item on the agenda, was the Mistake of the Month. And everybody came to her with the mistakes they had made and what they learned from the mistakes. Now, isn't that a gorgeous piece of culture?
Paraphrasing Thomas Edison, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah.
And how valuable is that?
Yeah. And she institutionalized it, which I think is marvelous.
Wow. Wow.
As long as I kept up with what she was doing, they had already identified about 8,000 mistakes. Now, the good thing about talking...
That's a little more than I would have hoped for if I were her.
Well, you know what, though? I think the good thing is that in that environment, people don't have fear.
That's the key to an entrepreneurial organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And most of us walk around, and a lot of it, I think, stems from whatever our grade school experience
was.
But you know what,
Joanna, as we get ready for the break, that's what concerns me about what's going on in the economy right now,
in the marketplace. Well, let's talk about that, because it's all about fear right now.
Because right now, there is more, as you know, Joanna, I've been around a long time, and this is my 7th recession to deal with. And recovery, and I'll tell you, I've never experienced so much fear especially in the larger companies that I'm seeing out there, and it's not good for creativity.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, and we're going to do that when we come back. We're going to let Joanna comment on this. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting. And folks, don't let that happen to your company. Don't let your people be fearful. There's a lot of tough things going on right now, but you can do it without fear. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 23 after that. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog, the articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written, archives of past interviews with outstanding individuals like our good friend Joanna Brandy, who's with us right now, on and on. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the sun. We've got something there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question also, which is right there on the homepage. And we have a new one every week. And when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how everybody else voted when you get there. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Joanna, tell us how we can find you online and books, too.
That's customercarecoach.com.
All right.
And there's an interesting page up at returnonhappiness.com. And that's what we're talking about here, is how do you create a culture where people in the organization are focused on optimism and positivity rather than focused on fear.
How do we get rid of fear? You know, let me tell you what I did. Let me give you one little example. And I've told this story before, but I think it's a good one. Back in December of 2008, I could tell that even in my little organization, you know, I mean... Things happened. I mean, the meltdown of the fall of 2008 affected my company like it did other companies. And I could tell that there was a little bit of anxiety because I had a lot of young people working for me. And so I set them down. I said, okay, are you concerned? Are you worried? And they said, yeah. They nodded their heads. And I said, well, let me tell you something. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not that smart. But this is my seventh one of these to go through. And I made it through all the others. And so if that's worth anything to you, then that's the best I can tell you right now is I've been there. I've done that. I think I know how to get us through this. I'm going to try because I don't plan on failing, but I can't tell you what's going to happen. All I can tell you is that I'll be the guy that turns the lights off if that's what has to happen. And that seemed to make them happy.
Well, and that's the ironic thing is it doesn't take much to get
just
people
honesty.
Out of that. It takes honesty. It does take a positive attitude on the part of the leader, not a wildly optimistic attitude,
right.
Because that would be disingenuous.
But a resolved attitude.
Absolutely, a resolved attitude, a commitment. The one thing that I've been actively studying happiness for the last 6 years, and one of the things that I've learned about in studying positive psychology and that field is that there is a pattern of resilient people. You know, just like you know that many companies that are resilient are companies that, for instance, continue to do marketing and advertising even during a downturn, because when things turned around, those are the companies that people remember. Well, it's the same thing emotionally. There are some patterns, recognizable patterns. Companies that are resilient, people that are resilient inside companies and who don't get sick, and that's the important part, they don't end up with a heart attack, they don't end up with an ulcer, they manage to stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
have a pattern. And the pattern is that they, number one, make a commitment to the work. They don't pick up behaviors. They don't go out drinking after work. They keep themselves healthy. They don't introduce unproductive behaviors. They make a commitment to the work itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a commitment to doing the best job they can do.
And that commitment, if you're the owner, that commitment transfers to your employees. I mean, they see that.
Absolutely.
My employees see me being here when they get to work, and they see me being here when they leave work.
Well, I think
that's a commitment, and they saw that more than ever before when in the last couple of years, and I think that speaks to them.
Well, it does, and I do think most business owners have done that. I think most business owners have done that. I don't know that all employees have done that.
That's how you find out which ones you want to keep.
Well, that's true. The next thing is that, you know, the recognition that you have control of how you think. You have control of what you take in. Turn off CNN. Stop looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten into this loop now where there's no place we can go where
it's
there
called
isn't
availability.
CNN.
It's called availability cascade, and that's where you hear things, how bad things are so much you start believing it's true.
But that's exactly right. And so now we have an entire population believing that something terrible is going to happen, and even if we wanted it to be different, it can't be different, because as soon as we take in that much negativity, we literally shut down a very important part of our brain.
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, because we shut down the part mm-hmm. of our brain that allows us to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
We're not opening our brains to possibilities. The fear in this country will keep us from being able to come up with a solution.
America, do you think Americans have the ability to rise above that fear and to literally start believing in themselves again?
Of course, but they can't do it as long as we're being bombarded every
yeah.
day with negative messages.
And don't we need those kind of positive messages from our leaders?
Of course we do.
Yeah. I think that's what something I've been talking about, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, Joanna, in the last words of his first inaugural speech, Abraham Lincoln said, "We must appeal to the better angels of our nature."
Well, absolutely.
And isn't that what we need to be doing right now inside
absolutely.
Of our companies?
I just got a chill when you said that. You know,
inside of our companies and across the nation.
Absolutely.
Joanna, what's your website again, please?
CustomerCareCoach.com.
Will you come back?
I would love to come back.
Hey, Joanna, you know we love you.
I've been coming back for 12 years, Jim.
12 and a half.
12 and a half. What makes you think I'm going to stop now?
We can't run you off. Hey, Joanna, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Take care, Jim.
Can't do without her, ladies and gentlemen. Joanna Brandy. I meant what I said. We love her. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. The place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.